Welcome to the Twice Over Movies podcast. If you're new here, check out our website at thetwiceover.com to get a better understanding of how we do our movie reviews. Our goal is to provide insight on elements of a movie which you consider more or less important so that our scores are never misleading. Remember to follow us at The Twice Over on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and support us on Patreon.
I called. I'm worried about you.
Leave me alone.
I just want
I know what you want, all right? And I cannot bear your concern, your constant hovering, your neediness. No, you are a constant reminder of my own personal inadequacies and failings. You want something that never was and never will be.
Don't let me do this.
Esther, pull yourself together, okay?
You gotta take care of yourself.
I despise you. I despise what you bring out in me. Your concerns are petty. You are a stumbling block.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Twice Over Movies podcast. This is your host, Faraz.
And this is your co-host, Farhan.
Okay, so today we're reviewing and talking about First Reformed, a 2017 film. Starring Ethan Hawke. This was my choice, Farhan, because I actually like this movie. Even though my scores might be a little harsh, but I think I still like it. So we'll get into it. Do you have anything to say before we get into our scores?
No, I think it's an interesting choice. It's kind of a departure from the movies that we've been doing. Well, just because I picked all the other movies. So, I mean, yeah, my scores are not going to be as extreme for this one. But it was an interesting movie. We could talk about it.
Okay, so is there a category you want to get started with?
We could just start with writing.
Okay, so let me just let you know, I did use your logic a little more. Basically, I used more of the scoring range when I scored this movie. Instead of like limiting it to how we have been, like, you know, in the 70s and 80s. But I tried to be a little more, not exaggerated, but... Well, I guess I want to exaggerate the parts of the movie that are actually very good versus parts that are average or bad.
Okay.
So for writing. All right. So this is, in my opinion, what makes the movie worthwhile. I was hooked right away from the beginning from the main character, Ethan Hawke, playing a character who is a Reverend Ernst Toller. He has a journal, like the conversations that he has. Like the narration of him writing in his journal, it just stands out extraordinary to me, and it was as well written as any movie, so it did get 100 from me.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, I disagree. I went with an 80.
80, okay, that's pretty harsh, I think.
Yeah, well, because so when we're talking about the writing category, we're talking about dialogue, And not just dialogue between characters. I mean, the narration falls into that as well.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
When I look at, if we're looking at dialogue itself as a category, I look at how interesting the language choices were that they made and all of that. The execution of the dialogue, for me, is a little bit different. If you want to include the execution in there, then yeah, I might go with an 85 or so. But the dialogue itself was nothing too, to me, it was nothing too, you know, out there, too extraordinary, so... I went with the Nady personally.
Okay, that's interesting because I thought that, okay, in his narration specifically, he's talking about some like high level abstract thoughts and it's super clear and easy to understand and follow, which I thought was, you know, it's a hard thing to do when you're writing a script or talking about something that's so abstract. That's why I thought it was like very impressive.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a lot of movies that do that though, and so I don't. I mean, I didn't see it as anything that was too different from other movies that could have done also the same exact thing.
Okay, I mean, fair enough. I guess we have a slight difference. Well, I mean, you still liked it. You gave it an 80, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, and that's mostly because of how it was executed. You know, so that is that's a big part why I did give it any really well. And there's a few other things, so we could talk about that though. Let's talk about the narrative, man. What did you go for the narrative?
Okay, so I did kind of enjoy the story, and we can talk a little more about this because I don't want to give away any spoilers, But it didn't factor, like, the story didn't factor too much in my score. I mean, it's a 65. It's engaging, but the pace works well. And the feel of the movie is consistent. But, like, again, the narrative, the story, the audience connection, it could be a little out there and a little slow for a lot of people. So I gave it a 65.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, this is definitely not, this does not have a lot of things happening. I mean, if you want to talk about actual scenes that are in this movie, there aren't too many. And it's not like the plot is some crazy, you know, there's no twist. There's not like all this other, there's all these things that we need to take into consideration. You know, it's very simple. And so there's not a lot going on. I gave it a 75. I don't think that their focus was the narrative. Their focus wasn't the story itself, you know. The different turn of events and all of that stuff. That's not really what this movie's about. But I gave it a 75.
No, I mean, so we're pretty close on that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the next category. You want to talk about acting?
Absolutely, I do. I gave it a 90.
You gave it a 90? All right, cool. I give it a 95. I think we both like Ethan Hawke a lot, don't we?
One of the movie series, I should say, one of our first trilogies that we watched together was the Before series, Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, Before Midnight. And Ethan Hawke is a G in those movies, and he's so different in these ones. And I've seen him in a couple of different roles. This is such an interesting turn for Ethan Hawke. We're used to him being this charming, entertaining character, carefree. That's not the Ethan Hawke we see in this movie. It's really, really cool to see him in a role like this. And this is this really shows his breadth as an actor. You know, there's people like Ryan Gosling, who we talked about before. He's kind of the same dude in every movie almost. but Ethan Hawke, I mean, this is what you call range, you know. So I gave it a 90 just because I'm trying not to be extreme.
I mean, I gave it a 95 because he is the movie, more or less, right? I mean, we spend, I think, probably 95% of the screen time with him in it in some way. And I thought he was incredible. Outside of him, we have Amanda Seyfried. She was pretty solid, too. Yeah, she played Mary. And
she was great.
Yeah, she was great. I mean, nothing really to complain about. That's why I gave it a 95. I mean, I guess Mary's husband, Michael, he was probably a little weak. I didn't think so at all. Enjoy.
I thought he did great.
Okay. I mean, I thought that one conversation that we have between Michael and Tyler, like in Michael's house, I mean, I was kind of taken aback with like how he was acting. I didn't like it, but it wasn't bad. I saw it's a 95, but that's what keeps it from being 100.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, 95 is very close to 90. So we pretty much agree on the acting is pretty incredible here. What about the aesthetics? We're changing the name of this category. I love it. Aesthetics. What are your thoughts? As somebody who focuses a lot on the aesthetics in movies and photography and stuff like that, what are your thoughts about this movie?
Okay, so I didn't like the aspect ratio being 4:3. Like, I don't see, like, why that's so... why it's necessary. I don't find it particularly appealing in any way. I thought it would actually might look better if it was a normal 16:9. And even then, like, if I would have been okay with a wider ratio and black and white rather than color and 4:3. I don't know. I just don't like the 4:3 ratio. It's not like natural to our like human eyes where we have a pretty wide range of peripheral vision. And this is like a little constricted on the sides.
What do you think the purpose was?
I'm not sure what purpose it served. That's why I didn't like it, I guess. If I could understand the real purpose of it, then, or if I felt that the purpose of it was actually meaningful. And I mean, I just don't think it delivered on that front. But I did like one thing, most of the shots, I think like probably, I can only think of one or two where the camera is like, is moving like on a dolly or something.
So that's interesting because I was going to talk about that.
Every other shot was a still shot, you know, on a tripod and there's like a stage in front of it and we're just watching people act. And that kind of brought it back for me and I gave it a score of 80.
Yeah, I went with 85 and mostly because you know, the shots themselves, they aren't anything like spectacular, but they deliver the message and the overall theme and mood very, very well. So I love the aesthetics of this movie. I went with an 85. We're pretty close.
All right, let's go to the themes. It's pretty much what it was before too. I just tried to simplify the name so people don't get thrown off with themes and motifs, which are technically different things. So themes are pretty apparent in this movie. You have like the faith, belief in something greater, right, with Reverend Toller. And the other theme, I think, which is a little in your face, is the climate change and like what that entails for like mankind and humankind. And
what was your score?
My score, I mean, I'd give it an average score of 70. I thought it was okay. I didn't like how in your face the climate change theme was, which, I mean, it's obviously a really important theme in life right now, in every single human being's life, that is going to affect them in some way. But there were times where I was like, am I watching a climate change documentary or am I watching a movie?
Yeah,
right,
and
now?
I agree. I went with the 70 as well. It's right on the right okay. on the money.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to this production of The Twice Over. If you haven't already, subscribe and follow wherever you get your podcast. And remember to support us on Patreon or by sharing the podcast with a friend. Feel free to contact us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Twice Over, or email us at comments@thetwiceover.com. All of the music you heard is from Amerigo Gazaway. Check him out on Bandcamp and Spotify.